27. According to a joke circulating in Czechoslovakia when the former Soviet Union had the country under its control, there was no need to produce new beds anymore because Communist Party members watched people all night without sleeping. Shigeki Hakamada, an expert on modern Russia, noted that policies of the former Soviet Union were based on the typical view that humans are, by nature, fundamentally evil. He wrote this in his book, Soren, Gokai Otoku Nijugo no Shikaku, 25 Angles to Look From to Clear Up Misunderstandings About the Soviet Union, published as one of the Chuko Shinsho paperback series nearly 30 years ago. The opposite view is that human nature is fundamentally good. The latter view has figured in some newspaper articles published this year. In news reports about falsification of data on performance of seismic isolation rubber, fabrication of data on piling work, and fraudulent claims involving medical treatment fees made by a gang boss and others, it was explained again and again that it is difficult to detect deliberately committed wrongdoings under current systems based on the view that human nature is fundamentally good, or the idea that declarations made by parties concerned are basically true. If that's true, how much should we brace for evil? This question seems to become even more serious when we consider measures against terrorism. No terrorists claim to be who they are. Watching every place where people gather and every single individual completely would rob everybody of sleep. The difficulty of this problem depresses me.